Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody's well again this week, so, or most of them are, so we're back on, and we just thank God for the opportunity to come on once more and to lift up the name of Jesus, and we're just excited about what the Lord's doing, and we thank God for all the new listeners from all over the world that are listening to the broadcast, and we just pray that it'll be a blessing to you today. And we just want everyone to join us as we lift up the name of Jesus. You know, he's so worthy of all the praise and of all the glory. He's done so much for us, and he loved us so much that he went to the cross and died on the cross for our sins. And that is what our subject is tonight. It's coming out of John 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. A lot of people think that even though that they're not saved, that they can call on the Lord anytime they want, anytime they get in trouble or whatever, and that the Lord hears them. But this scripture here tells us that God does not hear the sinner's prayer. Now, if he was repenting and asking God to forgive him of his sins, yes, he'll hear that. But if you're not saved and you're asking God to do this or that for you, he's not going to hear. He's not going to hear until you ask for forgiveness and you start abiding in him and letting him abide in you. And so that's what the scripture is on tonight. And if you're listening tonight and don't know the Lord, we just pray that you won't turn him away any longer. If he's dealing with your heart, we just pray that you'll just ask the Lord to forgive you and to come into your heart and to just come in and make his abode with you, and that he'll lead, guide, and direct your steps from there on out, and that you'll serve the Lord the rest of your life. That's what it's all about, serving the Lord and getting other people saved to go to heaven. And Romans tells us that, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that, yet, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10:9-10 says that if we can, that if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And Romans 10:13 says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And all you have to do is just ask the Lord to come into your heart. You don't have to be in a church or anywhere. I was at a yard sale when I got saved, and the Lord turned my life completely around, and I just thank him for that. And so all the Facebook listeners, just if you have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments below, and we'll see them and you have a praise report, just put it in there. We'd like to hear about what the Lord's been doing for you. And I got a couple scriptures here that I'm going to read that goes along with the subject here. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. Let me turn over here to it. Hey, Isaiah 59, 1 and 2 says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear." But right here is the reason that your prayers ain't being answered if you're not serving the Lord. "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." So we got to be in the Lord, and we got to have the Lord in our hearts before he's going to hear the prayers. So we just got to get ourselves right with the Lord, and then we can expect the Lord to answer all of our prayers. And Psalm 66, verse 18 and 19. Just a minute, I'm trying to find it here. Okay, Psalm 66, verse 18 and 19 says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily, God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer." Now, like I said before, if you're abiding in the Lord and the Lord's abiding in you, then you can ask whatsoever you will, and he'll do it if it's according to his will. So we're going to have Tim to come around and sing a few songs, and then we're going to get the other ones on here to obey the Lord. So if you have any prayer requests, just post them in the comments below. We'd ask everybody to share it out and to like it for us so we can get the gospel out. And so we're going to have Tim come on around and obey the Lord. Just worship the Lord with us tonight.
I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I'll focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stone, I don't see the ground. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking on high, I'm looking to it. Jesus preached the gospel, the world is all received. But Stephen had a vision, in that vision Stephen believed. As they stole his dying body, he got something in his eyes. He said, "I see the heaven for better." He's standing at the right side. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the Christ. I don't feel the stone, I don't see the crown. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why, I'm looking on high, I'm looking to it. This world has tried to find me. They didn't hope I will ever be. All the blessings of the gospel of his inheritance for me. He has come just a little too late now. I've got something in my life. Three, four, and waiting. Nothing else will satisfy. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I've opened my eyes. All Jesus is mine. I don't feel a soul. I don't see the crown. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. If you're wondering why I'm looking at her, I'm looking to live. I'm looking to live. I'm not looking to die. I focus my eyes on Jesus the cross. I don't feel myself, I don't see the crown. My mind is fixed on the heavenly crown. I'm looking to live. Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped by man. Satan prayer out of school. And God until our name. They are there to take commandment, removed from their side. But one question I like to ask them, what's wrong with living right? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, He's the way to dream. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange, living the way I live. Different from this world, at a step on how to roll. Me, I'm all right. But one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right?
Amen.
What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus, He's way true. I'm not going where I should go. I'm for Jesus with all my mind. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Anybody tell me
That's a good question. What's wrong with living right? Seems like nobody wants to live right, but they want all the benefits of the Lord, and, you know, that just ain't how it works.
Amen.
If you're in the Lord, he's going to take care of his own, but if you're not, you just need to get ready and give your heart to the Lord so he'll meet your needs and hear your prayers. I want to read one more verse here before I get this other one on here. It's found in Proverbs 15:29. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous.
Amen.
Okay, we're gonna get this caller in here. Let me see if I can, I'm trying to get him on here, but he's not wanting to get on. Hold on a minute. Okay, 706. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Brother Billy Keeler from Vornell Pool Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Praise the Lord.
We're blessed, brother.
Amen. God is good, ain't he?
Amen, all the time. Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say I love the Lord and thank him for everything because he is worthy of all the praises and acknowledgement. And without the Lord, I know I can't do nothing, and I'd be a man most miserable if I let him go, you know, and leave him by the wayside. But think about that, praise God. He loves us enough that he don't leave us hanging out there, praise God.
Amen.
And like you're talking about here in John 9:31, it said, now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. That means doeth God's will and not his own will. You got to do God's will and be a worshiper. And you say, well, I do. I go to church, but do you lift up holy hands? Do you go out on the sidewalk when you go to the grocery store and if somebody wants to strike up a conversation, do you bring the Lord's name in the middle of it and say, hey, look, let me tell you about my friend? I mean, do you uplift him? Do you know? Do you really know him? And then people want to say, hey, you know, I've met a lot of people in this very scripture right here. They would get upset with me, and I'd always have a little Bible in my shirt pocket, a King James version. It was a full Bible, Old and New Testament, and first thing you know, they'd be coming in and they said, oh, I pray the Lord to get my headache over, get me through this day, you know, and I said, well, he can't hear you. And they say, oh, they get mad at me. God hears everything. I said, well, no, not really, you know. If you're a sinner, he don't hear you. And they say, hey, you know I'm a sinner. I said, well, you've sobered up yet? You know, still having a hangover? I mean, duh, you know, I'm not totally ignorant, and God ain't neither. So, you know, we got to be a worshiper of God, praise God. You can't pull the eyes over on God and say, hey, the Lord's going to help me through this day, but did the Lord get you in that day? Did the Lord, you know, guide you to get in that predicament? No, I don't think so. We took that part up on our own, praise God, when you do stuff like that. That's what I used to do when I was about there in the world, because I thought the same thing. But you know something, every time I'd wreck my car and I'd pray to God to get me another, you know, hey, yeah, Lord, help me get the fix. Well, that didn't happen, and I'd have to just fix it myself, praise God. But I wonder why did he not hear me? Then the Lord touched my heart and saved me. Then I read these scriptures in the Bible right here, and you know, he won't hear me. If I was a sinner, that's why I never did get nothing from him when I was a sinner. Why? Because he didn't know me, praise God. He didn't know he knowed where I was at, but I didn't know him, and I didn't know how to get the benefits from him. Like Sister Betty said a while ago, some of them want all the benefits, but they don't want to serve the Lord, praise God. All they want to do is just get, like a little kid with their hands out. Well, I don't care how old you are, what kind of kids you are. If you don't belong to Jesus Christ, you ain't you're none of His children. Praise God. And that ain't gonna fly, you know. So if there was one time that I got, even I was a child of God, even I was going to church every day, the doors open, and I got myself in a situation, and I didn't even ask God to help me get out of it, because God didn't help me get in it out of my own ignorance. And I went over 2 years without driving license. I run in about 10 or 12 roadblocks. They're going to take me to jail. They're going to give me a ticket. They're going to do that. Never happened, praise God. But He looked over me. But I didn't ask Him one time to help me get out of that. I could have had, and He would have heard me. But sometimes we do things on our own, and we have to pay for it, and we don't have to ask God to bail us out, because some things in life, we've got to go through it. We got to go to it. We can't run away from it. We can't ask God to help us out of our own ignorance. He said, I'll have you not to be ignorant. So that was my own fault, praise God, right there. And I shouldn't have done it. But, you know, guess what? I didn't ask God to help me get out of it. But about 2 years old, someone just walks up to me, praise God, and said, hey, I can help you. I can get you license back. I can help you. And I said, well, how much is it going to cost me? He said, not a whole lot. And praise God, that man, he wasn't even supposed to be in the carpet mill where I worked at. And praise God, and I felt like God had sent someone to help me. Although I didn't ask Him for my own ignorance, but I know He would have had, and He did eventually, but sometimes we got to go through things to learn something, praise God. But, you know, if you can't, and they say, hey, they ask God for this, and they ask God for that, and they ask God in the midst, and they said, hey, you know, I'm going to go here to James 1 and 6 right quick. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't realize. They said, you know, God won't turn a deaf ear to us. Well, you know, guess what? If you're not His children, like if I went into a busy place and some kid come up to me and holler, hey, Daddy, I want $20. But you think I'm going to give it to him? Why? They're not my kids. Go find your daddy somewhere, you know? Praise God. That's what God is. He's sitting right there. Jesus says, come unto me. Why go somewhere else and call someone else daddy? You know, He said, we were called no man father on earth but one. And that's Jesus Christ, praise God. And that's what we got to cling to. And I'm going to read here. And 6, he said, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like waves of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not a man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But, you know, they're unstable. Even if God did talk to them. You know, today I've got a neighbor that lives up from me, you know. I tell him, he gets drunk sometimes and wants to talk to me. Stop me on the lawnmower sometimes and do this. And I say, hey, look, I do not want to talk to you while you're drunk. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. But when you sober up, I will talk to you, because they don't remember nothing they say, and they do say some terrible things. And I just say, I don't want to hear it. Like he told me that one time that he was God and he had power over the devil. But I told him, I said, you know, you just get out of my yard, go on. Praise God. Yeah, and I know if I didn't want to hear that, I know God didn't want to, praise God, you know. And sometimes, I mean, he's a good neighbor, but sometimes you just got to tell people. It may hurt them, and they get mad. Yeah, he gets mad at me sometimes and just won't come around, and finally, eventually, after a few days, he'll say, send her back around, and he told my son, you don't go there and tell the daddy about something. He said, no, I'm drunk. He don't want to talk to me. He said, I'll come down there tomorrow and talk to him. But, you know, that's the way you got to be. Because when I talk to someone about the Lord, I want them to remember it. I want them to say, hey, yeah, I remember talking to you about that. But if they're drinking and everything, they ain't going to remember nothing. But I'm not saying that if you're drunk, you can't get right with God, because I've seen it many a times in church. The Lord will save them and sober them up at the same time. And I don't believe in asking nobody to leave the church. If they come in there or whatever their need is, that's what they come for, is help, praise God.
Amen.
But they first got to say, Lord Jesus, Lord, take me, Lord, save me. And then he'll hear them. Then he'll sober them up. Then he'll give them what they need in life. Then he'll pick them up and shake off the dust, praise God, and he'll let them know that, praise God, that he's got everything under control. But, you know, some people just don't want to understand that and don't want they don't want to let go of this world. Some of them don't. They want to cling to the world. Praise God.
Amen.
But they can't just cling to the world. You can't have it both ways. You can't ask God in wavering. I've seen a lot of people do that, praise God. They'll be wavering and asking God for this and that, and God won't hear them, praise God, because he said, ask nothing in wavering, you know. Ask it in my name, and the Father have to do it. But if you're wavering and doubting Thomas about it, praise God, and doubting everything, the God don't have to save you, praise God. And I lost my note here somewhere. But, you know, that's what we got to do. We got to learn from God. We got to learn to hold on to that everlasting hand, you know. But, you know, some people, we will not listen to that. I'm going to Job 27:9, you know, and it's right in front of the Psalms there, I do believe. Job 27:9, you know, these scriptures all over the Bible that pertains to this, but people ain't read it. Why? Because they don't want to look it up or nothing. They just want to overlook everything. And I'll start at number 8. It says, well, what is the hope of the hypocrites' thoughts he had gained when God taketh away his soul? I mean, what are you going to gain? What's use of gaining anything? But you know, how can you pray to God if you cling to everything in this world? If you don't trust nobody and you cling to everything you got, and you just do for number one, you know, you cling to yourself, praise God, and you don't trust God with nothing. But, you know, some people don't understand that. They said, where did I get to? Well, let's see, 9. For God will hear. Okay, it said, for what is the hope of the hypocrisy that he had gained when God taketh away his soul? Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him?
Nope.
Will God delight himself in the Almighty? When will he always call upon God? Number 11 said, I will teach you by the hand of God, that which is with thee, Almighty, will I not
conceal.
Counsel. You know, that's what he's saying. If you acknowledge God, he's going to be right there with you. He ain't going to let you hanging out there on the limb, you know. He's going to be right there with you, but you got to acknowledge him first. I mean, if you say, hey, a lot of people, they don't understand why some people get all the blessings and they don't. Well, how do you go up there and ask them, praise God? How do you get them? And somebody asked me, so I'm standing in prayer line for my kids to get out of jail, but they so far in there, I doubt if God could reach them. Well, now, what kind of prayer is that, praise God? You can't get nothing like that from God because God is love. God wants to hear from us. And God wants us. It's just like if you got a child or something to your kids and they ask daddy for something and you give it to them, it makes you feel good because they feel good. And that's the way God is. He wants you to give it. He wants to give you good things. He wants to bring you up. He wants to heal you. He wants to put a roof over your head. He wants to pick you up out of the ghetto, praise God. He wants to take you if you're a homeless man or a woman and put you somewhere where it's good and warm at and feed you good. That's what he wants to do because when you feel good, God feels good. He wants to help his people. But if you don't belong to him, how can you expect some other strange man to help you, praise him? Some other God to help you? There ain't no other one that God can help you, but they try many of them. A lot of them, they depend on voodoo and everything else. When all they got to do is look at the cross, praise God, and see the one that's hanging in the middle, praise God. Even Amen. To the very end, praise God, Jesus was still wanting to help them, praise God. He said, Father, forgive them. He didn't have a grudge against them. Look what all they done to him. And some people, if you look at them, praise God, they just get clung mad at you, and they stay puffed up, but, you know, and then you say, hey, God, will you take fight my battles for me? Praise God. Then you'll get out of church and want to go to whooping somebody. Now, that ain't of God. God will not help them do that. God is not. He said, peace, be still, and let me do the battle. It's like he told Moses, stand still and today and see the salvation of God. Oh, there's a bunch of moaning and the groaning and the griping, but why did he do it? Because he told Moses he would do it. Praise God. And that's what we got to do. We got to hold to that. We got that promise right there. And a lot of people don't understand if you're born again Christian and born again Christian and got no sin in your life and you doing everything he asked you to do, all the Ten Commandments and everything else that they say, hey, I ask, but if you belong to him, you're adopted into royal priesthood. You're not a poor man no more. You're not someone that has to beg for nothing. Praise God. You're someone that belongs to him and him alone, you know, praise God. And he is a jealous God, but sometimes we got to understand. Well, sometimes we need to look in a mirror and say, Lord, are you still with me, Lord? Are there something I can do, Lord, to help you? Give me some kind of a sign or whatever it is I need to do so that I can feel your presence. And God will do it, you know. Now, even if we didn't do something wrong, sometimes it's strange. They say, the Bible said it's strange if we fall into temptation for 10 days. But praise you know, after that, we've done learned something. We've come somewhere, and we're going somewhere. But, you know, but we, people don't say, oh, I'm going to heaven, because Jesus said that I went away and prepared a place for you, and I done got my ticket punched, and I done got up there, but I doubt if they'll have some flowers in my garden. You know, hey. Or I know one guy, he never did go to church or nothing. This is the truth. And then when he got there, we got to the funeral. I don't know who the preacher was. They met him somewhere on a fishing trip. Anyway, he said he's going to be up there right now hunting and everything. He got his boat and motor right there. And the man was never did go to church a day in his life. But, I mean, I don't know his heart right there at the very end, you know. But that man, you know, the Bible plainly says you got to know a tree by the fruit it bears. So if someone tells me that they're a child of God, I expect to see something out of them instead of the world coming out of them, praise God. Because God sees that too, you know. And I'm a firm believer in a lot of things. This ain't my temple no more, praise God. Once I give it to the Lord Jesus Christ, it ain't up to me to say I can take tattoos and I can do all kind of piercing to it. And you know, eventually he's going to fade away from you, praise God. And because he said, I am a jealous God and I will have you. And he said, this body is a temple of the Lord. And we're supposed to respect this body, not because it's ours, because we got to respect this temple, praise God, that it belongs to Jesus Christ. You know, it belongs to God. This is not our temple no more. And we got to respect God. And if you read the Bible in the King James Version and you know what it says from front to back, praise God, well, then you're obligated to do what it says. If you want to remain to be a child of God, you know, people lose God, but God don't go nowhere. But, you know, if you want to hold on to him, and if you want to please your God, and if you want God to be happy with you, like that song, I'm happy with you, Lord, but are you happy with me? You know, we sing at church sometimes, but when we pray, we want God to hear us, and he will, praise God. But we got to hold on to that unchanging hand, praise God, that nothing's going to change. But praise God, I just wanted to say that, you know, we got to understand what God's telling us. I thought it is. He don't ask us to do things that we can't do. Because he loves us so much that he's not going to do that. But all you say, hey, if you don't understand what the King James Version says, you don't have to get some other Bible that someone else has written and pimp the Bible out, praise God. It's not the true Word of God, praise God. How can you learn unless it's the true Word of God? How can you learn your ABCs when someone's kind of scrambled up like eggs? You can't do it. And when someone got the Word of God scrambled up to where they the only one that can understand it because they wrote it. It ain't no good if God, it ain't wrote from God, praise God, because it is spiritually given and spiritually understood, praise God. And then when you get all that done and then when you get the Holy Ghost come in there, the Bible says that you can command God. You can command God. And then they say, what? That's right. But you got to be holy. You got to be doing what he tells you to. You got to be fit for the kingdom. Praise God. You got to be fit for what man can do for you. Not man can do for you, but what God's done for you. You got to acknowledge his 10 commandments. And you got to look. You got to be a peacemaker. Where's that at today? Nowhere. You got to care for one another. Love your brother as yourself. Where's that at nowadays? It's not in the churches no more. It's out into the world, praise God. The world people, I tell you what, but God says, hey. And someone said, well, how many times I have to forgive my brother? 7 times 7? He said, no, 7 times 70 a day. Oh, you know, that don't feel good with people today right now, praise God. But they'll say, hey, I'm going to command God I'm going to ask God to give me the strength to whoop them. And if he don't, you know, I just leave him again because he won't do nothing I ask him to do. But praise God, look at here. He would do it. But you got to belong to him. You can't be asking and wavering. You can't go up and say, Father, give me. Is he really your father? Do you really belong to him? Are you wavering out there? Are you just floating around in this world just trying to get by day? But, you know, that's what I'm doing. Sometimes I'm waiting on God to give me the next blessing when I turn the next curve because I know that it's right there in front of me. And sometimes that's what I see. My eyes get dim sometimes, but I know that without a shadow of a doubt that my blessing is still going to be there. And he's new. And the reason I know why, because he said he would bless his children. And if they don't ask anything in wavering, you know, he's going to do it for us, praise God. But we got to walk with him. We got to talk to him. And we got to let the world know who our Father is. And we got to let hold to his unclean hand, praise God. And, but if we want the Lord to hear us, praise God, we got to be in a situation where he will hear us. And if you're a sinner out there and you say, I don't know how to get to him, and I don't know how to do this and do that, and well, all you got to do is ask, say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned. And that right there, click, and there you are, he'll hear you, praise God.
Amen.
My neighbor, he's dying out there in front of me, and this lady across the road, maybe we went up there where he's at, and he was laying there gaping for air. He was overweight. He had blood build up, and his heart was about to quit. And she told me, she said, what are you doing standing there? Get down here and pray. I said, he won't hear me. And, you know, after that wasn't long, too much longer after that when I got right, because that done something to me. You know, she said, what's wrong with you? Get down here and help me pray. She just kept telling me that. I said, they won't do me no good. They can't hear me. And, you know, that's something right there will stick with you. If you sit there and watch someone take the last breath out of the body and knowing that you can't do that, you can't even pray for them. But, you know, some things we have to learn. And I think that was a sign from God for me to see that because, you know, it really done something for me. But now, hey, praise God, if someone asked me to pray for them, praise God, I know he's going to hear me. He's going to give everybody a miracle. You know, ask it him. It may not come in the form that we're looking for it, but, you know, he said he works in mysterious ways. But I guarantee you one thing, that he'll come through for you. And if you're lost out there, praise God, all you got to do is say, Father, forgive me for I have sinned, praise God. And you become a new creature in him. Then you be adopted into royal priesthood. Praise God. And that's about all I got right now, Betty, Sister Betty. And I'll turn it back over to y'all and say, may God bless you and may God bless everyone that's hearing this. And most of all, you know, the Lord is going to keep you and under his wing like a chick, like a mother hen does a chick. Praise God. And I'll just say I love the Lord and turn it back over to you, sister.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. Brother Miles, we're going to have Tim to come and sing a couple songs, and then we'll have you to obey the Lord.
All right, see you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Time is filled with transition. Not a person who can stand. Yeah.
pick up the phone and just dial numbers. Whoever answers, you go tell them, I'm in a world of hurt. I'm in trouble. I need your help. All that. And they finally go, who are you? Do you imagine what God's saying when here he never hears from you? But all of a sudden you meet, and Lord, help me. Lord, come down now. Lord, let me feel your presence. Lord, I need your help to get through this. And he's like, who are you? Who are you? You want to call on the Most High God, but you don't want to serve him. You don't want to break down and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Take them far
from
me. Come inside me. Make your abode with me, God. That's what I want. I want to know that when I need you, I can call on you. I praise God. But there they are thinking, well, I pray. I pray. My gosh, these people prayed on idols, too. When them idols couldn't hear them, couldn't move on them,
amen.
And neither will the God that you've shunned and laid to the side. It's got to be the God that you serve, the God that you trust, the God that you believe in, the God that you have faith in, to know that when you pray, he's going to do something. It can't be just, I need you now, Lord. You didn't need him before. You didn't cry
amen.
Out when things were going perfect. You didn't say, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord, when it's going good. Because why? You didn't know him either. Glory to God. Here's what it says. It says, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. Now, praise God, I want to know down in my soul that if something happens, just like it did last week, I eat something. I don't know what was in it. It's just a taco salad I got from a Mexican restaurant. I broke out with hives so bad. They started itching so bad, it was getting in my ears. My eyebrows broke. My tongue was getting raw. It was welts all over my body. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble, Mama. I got to go to the doctor right now. And I took off and run to the doctor, got up there, and stayed walking around that office just itching so bad I couldn't stand it. 45 minutes before they go out. I finally went up and said, look, I'm getting worse. I can't breathe. You got to do something. And they pulled me back there then, gave me a shot, and started taking it away. But I was praying, Lord, help me. Lord, care, let me be all right till they give me something, Lord. And he did. Well, people, what about with something like that happen to you in the midnight hour, and they ain't no help around. Ain't nobody can drive you to the doctor, and you something wrong, you ain't able. What are you going to do? Maybe you ain't got a phone, can't call 911. What are you going to do if you don't know God? Well, I'm going to pray. Well, if he don't know you, then what you going to do? Because let me read this again. Now, we know that God heareth not sinners. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that you can cry all you want to cry until you cry that first prayer, that prayer of faith, that you trust in God to be your Savior, that Jesus Christ came and died to pay your sin debt, and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead by God Almighty. Oh, praise the Lord. You can be saved then. But till you
amen.
Do, if you yield, do you give in to that pulling, that drawing that God puts in your heart? Do you yield to that and come to God? You can't call on him and just say, hey, I need a favor. I'm in trouble. I can't pay my house payment. Lord, they're going to kick me out. I'm losing my car. Oh, I ain't got no insurance, and I'm bad sick. What am I going to do, Lord? You know, he may be saying, who are you calling me when you don't even know me? And I don't know who
amen.
You are. And said, I don't know you from whence you are. I don't know who and where you come from, because you're not in my book. You've never been born again. You've never cried out for salvation. But you want me to do stuff for you? Satan probably wants stuff done for him. Don't do him no good to cry out to God, because he's turned against
amen.
God. And that's what the people today are doing. That's what we've got, a whole section of the government that don't want us believing in God no more. They try to indoctrinate our little children and all this stuff to be heathens. A heathen, one that don't know and won't acknowledge God until they're in need. And that's what you are, friend. If you're crying out, well, I pray, and did you ask for forgiveness? Did you ask for salvation? Glory to God. Did you say, Lord, I want your sweet spirit inside me that when I call, I ain't got to scream because you're right there with me. That's the kind of God I've got. And that's the kind you need. I pray, God, don't think just because you holler out, Lord, 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 that you're going to get something. Praise God, because that don't mean you're going to get it. That means that you're thanking God is there. But how do you know he's listening to you if you've never listened to him? Because the word of God has been preached all over the world. There ain't nothing that keeps you from God but you. And when you cry out, oh, Lord, look what a problem I've got. And he don't answer you. He don't move. He don't help you. It's probably because, just like dialing a stranger on the phone, I need help. And eventually they say, who are you? They might help you, but they got to know you to help you. And God is the same way. I want to read out of Psalm 34 now. Over in Psalm 34 says this, in verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Now, whoa, let's stop right there. You don't know God. You don't worship God. You don't serve God. You've never been born again. You don't have his spirit. And so you're not going to have his praise continually in your mouth. You're not going to open up even when you go to church and praise God. Why? Well, one day you're going to need him. And he said, he'll inhabit your praise. So when that praise is going out, God's coming in. Then you can cry out, Father, help me. And he'll be right there. He's there. Glory to God. Philippians, I believe it is, about 4:19, that he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Glory to God. If you can't believe in Jesus, then don't cry out, God, help me. If you can't believe in the Savior, the only Savior that went to an old rugged cross and bled and died, not because he was bad, but because you are. Because you needed salvation. Because I needed forgiveness. Because I needed somebody that would pay my debt that I couldn't pay. Glory to God. And that's what he did. Yeah, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to thank Jesus for what he's done. And I want to do it all the time. He says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he goes and says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. When we go to church and there's 10 or 12 in there, everything, praise the Lord, glory to God, and they're just waving their hands and shouting and getting up and really getting into serving God. And the rest of them sitting there going, which ones do you think God's going to come in the midnight hour and bring out of their troubles? You say to yourself, you judge, as they say. You judge this. The ones that their hearts fastened on God and the praise is continually coming out of their mouth. You know why? Because it said from the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So if you've got Jesus in here and he's the best thing ever after you fight, you're going to be praising him for waking up in the morning, having the strength of faith. Whatever the day holds, to know that if you do get in trouble, he'll help you through it. We'll make you praise God every minute of the day. Glory to your name. Look out, see that beautiful sunshine. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful day. Lord, let me live it, and you have me live it. That's glory in God. That's telling him, I trust you, I believe in you. But the others, it's just, help me, God. Let me dial 911 on the prayer book where I can cry out and ask God to help me. It don't work that way. Here's what it says.
Amen.
Verse 4 says, I, James Miles, sought the Lord, and he heard me. He heard me first and delivered me from all my fears. Because I had a fear of dying and going to hell. I had a fear because I was a wild fellow. I ran the roads. I'd run 120, 25 miles an hour down the road, going nowhere, just to be doing something. I'd run the gravel roads out fast. I could slide around the curves and stuff. And God watched over me because it's in my ignorance. Like Billy said, in my ignorance, I was doing it. He kept me safe. He had a purpose. He had a reason for that. Because one day, he knew I wanted to serve him. He knew I trusted him. I believed in him. But I never took that step to invite him in, ask him to forgive me. Get down. And you got to get down. I'm going to tell you this. I don't care what nobody says. There's going to be some bitter, hot tears run out of your eyes when you get down and seek the salvation of the Lord. Because your heart's broken. He said, I love it such as be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Contrite means sorrowful or repentant spirit. A sorrowful, Lord, that I've let you down. I'm sorry that I've been a sinner. Lord, I'm sorry for the evil I've done. But dear God, forgive me. Come into my life. Lord, take my fears away. I don't fear death no more. I don't. My aunt, Betty Miles, she just got told the other day she's dying. 6 months would be a long time. She ain't getting no blood flow to her intestines and her kidneys and stuff like that shut down. They told her 6 months would be a long time. She turned around and looked at the doctor and said, well, I'm ready to go. It wasn't no fear in her anymore. Why? Because she knew she had Jesus. She knew that there's something beyond this pitiful existence we have here. And it's called heaven. It's called eternity. And she knew it was hers. Friend, ain't that what you really want? Is security, peace, joy, glory to God that only he can give. And that's what this I did, Dad. I cried out. And he just saved me from all my fears. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus. They looked unto him and were lightened. And their faces were not ashamed. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, I depend on the Lord for everything in my life. Not the government. I don't depend on their little Social Security check. I get one, but that's not what I depend on. That's not going to see me through eternity. That's not going to see me out of this place and into that wonderful place. He went and prepared his trust in Jesus, his faith.
Yes, amen.
His goodness, his righteousness, his mercy, glory to God. The Bible says, endureth to all generations. It's there for you if you'll have it. It goes on and says, this poor man cried. Glory to God, I did. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The Bible praise
yes,
the Lord. We can get in trouble. And sometimes, like Billy said, it might even be our duty. But when we repent and we come back to Jesus, it says, glory to God, 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive
yes.
our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you stumble,
right.
if you fall, friend, get back up. Jesus ain't throwed you away. You just let go of him for a minute. That's what it's about. We've got to be that way. And this is what it said. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivers them. You say,
yes,
what do
amen.
You, what do you fear God for? What do you fear him for? Because I've got to stand before him one day. Corinthians said, we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive what we do in our body, whether good or whether evil. Now, if you're good, I tell you, you still got evil in you. It didn't do you no good to stand there because he's going to look at you and say, I didn't ever know you. You're still serving the world. You're still living like the devil when you're supposed to be living for me. Glory to God. This is what's the whole case. And see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. And
amen.
Everybody that prays in them hard times, and that's it, them that pray, well, I trust the Lord. That's the reason I pray today. If you trusted the Lord, he would be the Lord of your life. He would be the one
amen.
That you're trusting for salvation. He'd be the one that you know listed. But glory to God, you're crying out on one that's never known you, one you've never sought out, one you've never had the gumption in you, the trust in you, the faith in you to believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's the ones he's listening to. That's the prayers he's answering. That's the ones he's hearing.
Yes.
Glory to God. He said, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. If we fear God enough to serve him, and you hear what I'm saying? Serve him like this book says, just like the King James Bible says. You serve him like he said to it. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, the word of God is one book. All of it goes. We got to live by this word. And we got to produce it in our life. The life we live should be ordered by the word of God. If it's not, don't think it's getting anything from it. Don't think, well, I can just cry out when I need him. Or if I go and do something wrong, I can just come back and get forgiveness. I tell you what the Bible does say in Hebrews. It says, if you commit a willful sin, knowing it's a sin, you're supposed to belong to God. You're going to do it anyway. Come back to her. Lord, forgive me. Yeah, I messed up. You didn't mess up. You willfully did it. He might not forgive you. That's exactly what it says. But the word of God, that's the reason he said it's sharp. Sharper than a two-edged sword. And glory to God. It will cut you. And it will cut you down if you get to thinking higher yourself than you ought. He said, glory to God. I'm going to read down a little bit. It said, verse 12 said, what man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? He says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord, listen to this, the eyes of the Lord is against them that do evil. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Now, he didn't say, if you're out here living like the devil, that he's always watching you. Your deeds are being wrote down. I preached on this before, because your deeds is in your book of life, that you write yourself by how you live, who you serve, what you do, what you say, what you take your hand and put to. Because he said, don't touch that unclean thing. And there's people that does it and still think God listens to them. You're wrong. Because he said, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And here's what it, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear it, and deliver them out of all their troubles.
Amen.
He's ready to deliver us, but are you ready to be delivered? Glory to God.
Come on.
You see, you've got to come to know who he is, what he means, how he can change your life, how you can be a better man, woman, boy, girl, whatever. You can be better because you can do it like God said, and you can be happy. And when you need him, he'll be right there to help you.
Amen.
He said, his spirit would come, his make his abode with us. You won't have to dial long distance. You can just say, Lord, help me. He'll be there. He knows what's wrong. He said, I know what you have need of before you ask. Glory to God. I won't slip over where Sister Betty come out of. That's one of my places, I believe, best we got, is Isaiah chapter 59. People wonder, well, why don't he hear me? If he hears you, he ought to hear me. Because I know you when you was a kid. But I'm not the same man I was then. Glory to God. And it said, behold the Lord's hand. It's not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. Yeah, he can hear you. But that first prayer better be, Lord, forgive me. Bring me into your fold. I want to be a sheep of your back. Lord, come inside me and drive evil far from me. I repent. I turn away from the evil I was living. And I want to live for you, Lord. He's going to hear that prayer every time, no matter who prays it. Black, white, yellow, red, polka dot, don't make no difference. He's going to hear you, and he's going to answer that prayer. And after that, if you live it like you said it, he's going to answer all your prayers. Glory to God. He said, but here's what's wrong. The reason I don't hear you, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God. And your
Amen.
Son hid his face from you that he will not hear. Glory to God. They don't preach, ain't preaching nothing that ain't the truth. Glory to God. I'm telling you that he will not hear you. So that first prayer, that when you cry out and know your need for him and ask his forgiveness, glory to God, and he'll come inside you. Hallelujah. I know what it's like to be completely lost, undone in this world with no hope for nothing but the evil I was doing. And glory to God, he changed me in a moment, just like that. And he changed me from a drugs and alcohol and evil and partying and all that stuff. And I hadn't done it since. I hadn't missed it. I hadn't wanted it. I hadn't longed for it. It disgusts me to see people that do that. That's what God done. He'll change your heart, your mind, and your soul if you're ready. And he'll go to listen to you again. He said, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. Think about that. Muttered perverseness. You're talking old nasty stuff. I've heard women use words that I wouldn't use in front of nobody, and they're using it in front of me. Saying all these foul, sorry things. Men, they cuss, seem like worse than women, but till I met some of them, and they're worse than the men. And they ain't never been a sailor. See what I'm saying? It's just in them, evil. But here's what he said to do, starting in verse 7. He said, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their path. The way of peace they know not. And there's no judgment in their goings. They have made their crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace.
Amen.
You can't know the peace of God and not serve God. You can't know the peace of God and serve the devil. Praise God. Do you not understand that he is right now seeking for such people as will serve him? He said, with your whole heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Give it to God. And then when you want something, when you need something, God will turn around and give it to you. I want to go
Amen.
Show you, I want to show you scriptures that these wannabe preachers, I'll put it that way, they preach this and want to make everybody feel good. It comes out of chapter 7, book of Matthew. It says this, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. They preach that and stop right there. They don't tell them how you get where you can do that. I'll tell you how to do it. You just back up into the chapter before and go to chapter 6 and read verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all
Amen.
Things shall be added unto you. That's something you got to do. Glory. That's something we got to do. We got to seek him. We got to seek the kingdom of God. Well, he is the kingdom of
Amen.
God. We got to seek him and seek his righteousness. Because our best things, our righteousness, are as filthy rags. We got to have his righteousness inside us. My glory. I want to live holy. I want to do it for him. But praise God, I can't do it in myself.
Amen.
That's why he comes inside. I do it through Jesus. I do it through the power of the Lord. Because glory to God, I'll fail in something every time. But through him, there's no failing. There's no stumbling. There's no bumbling around in the darkness because his light is continuously before us. Glory to God. You see, if you do what the Bible said, you can get down when things go wrong and cry out, Father, I hate to even ask you for anything else. You've been so good to me. But, Lord, I'm in trouble. I need your help. I need your strength. I need you to move on this problem. Because in myself, I can't figure out an answer to it. But I know that you can. All my faith, my trust is in you. And you know what will happen? You'll find that problem starts doing this, and it gets smaller and smaller till you can overcome it. He gives you the power to overcome these problems. He gives you the strength. But the power all comes from God. It don't come from our little 2 a.m. or 1 o'clock in the morning prayer when everything's going wrong. No, it comes through faith in him every minute of every day and living by the word of God. That's what it comes from, friend. And glory to God.
Amen.
I want to read this. Because all you that think just because you go to church, I get on church people just like a little thing. But I'll say church people, don't think just because you go to church that you're okay, that he's listening.
Amen.
Because you've got to live it too. You've got to live the word of God. You've got to, because it says this in Matthew 7, starting verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. So you see, don't deceive yourself into saying, well, if I believe and I just cry out on it, it's going to be okay. Well, is this praise continuing in your mouth? If you go to church, what do you go for? We go to worship God. Well, get in there and worship him. Get in there and help. Get in there and pray for people. And when you think you need it, get up and walk to the front and say, I need prayer. I'm weak in my I've had problems with this. Lord, I got a sickness on me. It said, call for the elders of the church and let them pray a prayer of faith shall save the sick. Glory to God. Because if you can't do that and you in a church house, quit hollering, Lord, Lord. Because he's not listening to that. He's looking on your heart to see who you are, to see who you trust, to see who you love. If he loved us, we are also to love him, and we are also to love one another. Because praise God, it ain't going to be enough to get into heaven by the skin of your teeth and barely make it. I want to get in there like the Bible says, and there's rewards waiting on me. Not for what good I was, but how I trusted in the one that was good. Friend, that's what's going to get you there. But praise God, you can't go to church and just because you're there, you're okay. No, you got to be the church. We are the body of Christ. If he can't be seen in us in the church house, and you want to stand up and tell me that they can see it in you wherever you go, if you can't see it in the church house, how are you going to see it at Walmart? How are you going to see it at a doctor's office? Glory to God.
Mom.
I went to a doctor the other day, and I went up. I was testifying to people in there while them welts was all over me. While I was itching so bad, I was about to go crazy. But I was telling them about Jesus. He's number one.
Right.
That's the first thought I've got when I get around people I don't know. I want to tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them.
Amen.
Heaven's real. Don't let the devil lie to you. Heaven's real, and so is hell. Make up your mind. Where would you rather spend eternity? In a place where you can't die, you don't ever feel pain, you never get sick, glory to God, ain't nothing ever hurt you, or you just want to go to that lake of fire and be cleansed by fire? Because you got a choice in this matter, but it is your choice. God didn't make it for you. But he went on and said this, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. They thought it was wonderful that they finally got around to doing something for God. They thought he ought to be so thankful that I done something back for him one time, and everything else I do ought to be wiped away. I ought to be able to call him Lord, Lord all the time. Because I went around one time and knocked on two or three people's door, and I invited them to church. So he ought to just invite me right on in. This is what he said, though. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Well, what was the iniquity they were working? Can you understand? He's telling you that you may have done a little bit of stuff, but how much more could you have done if you fastened your heart on it? How many more people could you have told about me if I was really number one in your life? So you just go ahead and do the iniquity that you done down there by ignoring me and ignoring the call that I had on your life to be a prayer warrior, to be a witness, to give testimonies. He said you're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And you say, anybody got testimony tonight? You know what most people do?
Look, come on.
But they don't ever think, what about you? What about you, Christian? What about you? What about your testimony?
Come on.
Has he done anything in your life? Has he helped you with anything in your life? Is he letting you live? Has he given you breath? Is your heart still beating? Have your kids still got a chance? Because you're seeking, praying for them and seeking God on their behalf. Are you crying out for the state of the nation and the state of the world? Are you really a Christian? Are you just one in name only? Because a Christian is Christ-like. Glory
That's right.
I want to be one that when I stand up there, I don't have to account for evil that's been in my life, but I account for the good that he brought into my life. Can you do the same? Can you say today, yes, Brother James, I'm serving God with all I've got. Everywhere I go, I bring up the Lord. I testify in church. I praise God in church. I holler out in church. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, as you should. And if you ain't, I put the ain't in there because I'm a country boy. If you ain't doing that, he may just tell you, I never knew you. I never saw the fruit you were bearing. What about John 15? He said, we're the branches on the vine of Christ. He said, but if your branch don't bear fruit, he said, it'll be broken off and cast into the fire, friend. I'm telling you tonight, it's not just sinners that's got to worry about how God knows them or he don't know them, but as Christians too, as Christians, we have a responsibility to be the light of the world, to walk around telling people about him, tell them how wonderful he is, how good he's been in my life. Glory to God. I today come down here and picture my wife over there. She's gone on to be with him. And I broke down with crying. Missed her. But you know what? I got to praising God because he let me have her in my life. All the joy that me and her brought each other, all the love that we shared with each other, and the love of God that we shared together, the witnessing, the testifying, the preaching, the singing that we did together for Jesus Christ. Glory to God. All of it paid off, and he let me have the most wonderful person in the world for me to share 30 years of my life with. You think I'm glorified God for that? You're crazy. And people can't thank him for their bread, not even their daily bread, not the clothes on their back, not the health they've got. He's like, well, my health's bad. I'm nearly 68-year-old, 67 and a half, and my health ain't the best in the world. Praise God. I'm alive. I can get out and mow, weed eat. I still got strength in my body, and that strength comes from the Lord. The joy comes from the Lord. The peace that's in me comes from the Lord. If you got sin enough, then nobody's doing for you. Even sinners that holler, I pray every day and never know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They got sin enough to know the Lord, to know who he is, to know that he's their help in time of trouble, but he's only their help if they sought him out to be theirs. Glory to God. That's what people don't get. They don't understand that. Praise God. I want to go over here where Brother Billy come out of this a while ago. And I thought about I might want to say a little about it. And it comes out of James, first chapter. And it said, if any of us lack wisdom, and I'm going to put this way, or anything else that you need to serve God, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally liberty, he'll pour it out on them. Glory to God. And upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But, here's a but, there always is. But let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Because faith don't have no wavering to it, friend. Faith means I believe God.
Amen.
I trust God. Hallelujah. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea. You know how they do that. They come in, they go out. They come in, they go out. How many do you know in church that way today? They'll come twice, then they ain't there for a month. Then they'll come two or three times, then they ain't there for a month and a half. That comes
come on.
Or maybe there's a big sale on something and the wife don't come. You know, because why? They're just wavering in and out. And yet, they claim to be saved. And yet, they expect God to help them anytime they need it. When he can't
come on.
Them. And that's what's wrong.
Yeah.
It ain't just, like I said, this ain't just for sinners. Praise God. And it said this. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you can't trust him for it, friend, you ain't going to get it. And I'm going to tell this again. When I got this eye put out, I got down. As soon as I got a change, wasn't nobody around. And went to having a pity party for me. Lord, just crying. I can't see nothing. I ain't worth nothing no more. I can't even read my Bible. Lord, I can't work, help my wife. I can't make a living for her. I don't know what I'm going to do, God. Lord, I'm just worthless. That's when God spoke to this old boy. I heard him. And he said, you're in my hands now, son. When he said, son, it went through me. I never doubted again. Went 2 years and 9 months praying that I could see. 2 years and 9 months. What if I'd have wavered? What if I'd have let go of that faith? What if I'd have said, well, I guess old Satan is going to keep me back. No, I trusted God. And I told Brenda, she said, God thought God's going to move on you, sure. I said, he is. But he said, my ways are not your ways. His time's not ours.
Amen.
We got to trust him and praise him for it.
Trust.
And we got to pray hard and seek him out and just tell him, I know you're going to do it. 2 years and 9 months later, I got a cataract took off of that. After they took the bandage off, I've been able to see ever since. God brought a miracle.
Lord.
But he brought the miracle to them that trust him and believe in him. Have faith.
Amen.
In what he glory to God. Not you. Saying, oh, Lord, look, this has happened. Now look what shape I'm in. Lord, take this. Heal me, Lord. I'm going to go to church and get prayed for. And they may go a month or two. God don't move quick enough for them. And they just quit believing, quit going to church.
Come on.
I just said, oh, he ain't listening to me. He didn't move on me. Try 2 years, 9 months fast. I learned something in that 2 years, 9 months. I learned to look at people the way God does. He don't see no difference in our outsides. He's looking right here. He's checking out your heart. What have you got in it? Because that's what you're going to speak. What do you got in it? Because that's what you're going to do. If you got faith in it, then you're going to trust and you're going to wait patiently upon the Lord. But glory to God. But today, we in such a hurry that we think if we pray one time, God ought to do it. Well, the book tells us, oh, Daniel prayed 21 days before he got
amen.
His answer from the Lord.
Yes, he did.
We might have to pray a while, folks. And you're going to have to trust amen. With all your heart if you're going to see
right.
anything from God. We got to let go of this fast world we're in. Everything is right now. That's why we got the internet. Because we can just get on just like that. We find anything right now. Now, praise God. You know the Word of God? You got to read and study it to get what you need
amen.
Out of it. You got to put it in your heart. And the Bible
right.
says, if you receive the Holy Ghost, he will teach you all things about the Word of God and about the Lord himself. But you need the Holy Ghost. That's what's missing in churches. That's what's missing in families. That's what's missing in the school teachers and things. That's trying to take little bitty kids and tell them, God made a mistake on you. You need your gender change. No. No. You just need to learn to get faith in Jesus. Friend, it's all going to be all right again. Because the Bible said that the meek, the ones that don't trust themselves, but they trust God. He said they're going to inherit the whole earth. It'll be made new. It'll be made beautiful. It'll be a garden of Eden all over it. Praise God. And we get to live on that. We get to be there. Glory to God. Do you understand? He's going to make a place. But it's a place for me and you to dwell with him forever. So why can't you praise him now? Why can't you give him glory while you are alive and walking on this earth? Why can't you be the light of the world that he set you up to be? You ought to be like a city set on a hill. When it lights up, everybody sees it. That ought to be you, friend.
Yes, amen.
And you that are out there tonight, when trouble comes and you don't want to call an ambulance, you don't want to call a doctor, you don't want to call your family because they won't come, and you get down and just say, well, I'll pray, but you don't know the one you're praying to, you're going to be left out. He said, I never knew you, remember? In chapter 7, he said, I never knew you. Just keep working your iniquity because you wouldn't trust me enough to cry out and ask me to forgive you, to be your Savior in your life, to be your strength, to be your joy, peace, everything that you need. But glory to God, when you need me, I hear my name. There you go.
Amen.
But guess what? That's a wrong number. Call the one you've been living for. Call on old Satan and see what he'll do for you. He'll stand up and laugh in your face one day when you end up in that lake of fire because you chose the path. You chose where you spend eternity. And friend, today, don't be a dead Christian and don't be a live sinner. Not a second longer. Right now, cry out to him while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he's near. When he's dealing with you, when you hear a word like this, glory to God, then it's time to cry out on Jesus. It's time to turn from sin and turn to the true and the living God. I told Sister Betty, she knows what I'm fixing to say. The last time I preached this, that God's not listening to sinners' prayers, it stirred up a pile. This one woman out west, she kept putting on, God hears me. I'll have you know. Other than I was telling her, no, he hears the righteous. Yeah, you. If you're born again and living for God, living by the word, and I'll have you know this. Just on and on and on. And finally, I just quit speaking back to her. Went on. The next day, I got a call from a preacher out west. He said, that was my cousin, and you need to apologize to her. I said, apologize to her? Yes, you hurt her feelings. And I said, well, no. Took me a long time to figure it out. No, I don't apologize for the word of God. It's up to us to live up to the word of God. I can't change it to suit you. I can't tell you, well, yeah, you may be a sinner, but God's listening. He'll be right there when you need him. I'm not going to lie to you. That's the word of God. You heard what I read out of Isaiah 59. There's something that's got you separated from God. There's something that makes it where he will not hear you. I can tell you what then. It's sin. And as long as you got it in your life, don't expect to get nothing from God. Because you're wavering. You want to serve the world, but you want God to be there when you need him. And I'm telling you that for the look. It won't happen that way. It's never happened that way. It never will happen that way. God knows you from where you are. And you're either his, and he's listening for you, he's watching you, or you're not his. And he'll say,
amen.
I never knew you. I never knew you. Friend, this is as serious as it ever gets. We can all see what this world's coming to. If you're not completely ignorant of good common sense, you know that things are going to get worse and worse. But see, that's good for me because that means the coming of the Lord is closer than it's ever been. He said in the last days would be times such as never was and never will be again because he's going to put a stop to time. He's going to stop these evil ones in their tracks. And we're not going to put up with it no more. But what about the ones that just think they're okay? The ones that's going to get told, why? Never knew you. But, Lord, I went to so-and-so church over here. I've been going there for 20 years. I've been putting my tithes in all day. I give a little extra sometimes. And I don't know you. I've never heard you. You're not written in my book, but you're written in somebody's. And it may be Satan's. Tonight, erase that. Get your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
And amen.
He will hear your cry. He will answer your plea. He'll be there when you need him, however you need him. Glory to God. He's a miracle-working God. We can quote
all
kinds of miracles we've seen in our lives. People are healed when they're fixing to die. I know of a man. He passed away, laying there dead. And women of the church went to pray for him. There was a preacher with them. They went to pray and crying out. And he said, and come back to life. It scared the preacher so bad he ran back. Hit the wall, slid down the floor. Them women was glorifying God. They believed. They trusted.
Yeah.
Glory to God. If he can do that, what can he do for you in your life? Don't you think it's time to find out what it's like in the middle of the night when you hear your kids just had a bad wreck. They're in a bad shape. Don't know if they're going to make it. I want to know I got a God on my side that I can cry out.
Amen.
And he'll move, and he'll answer, and he'll deliver. The Bible says, deliver me from all my troubles. Glory to God. That's who he'll be for you. But do you love him enough to yield in? Because it also says this in the book of James about don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. If you're a doer of the word, you can call on Jesus Christ. It says in John 14, ask of whatever you will, and I will do it. Friend, we got some great, wonderful promises from God. But they're not for everybody. They're not for everybody. But he said the righteous can cry whenever they want to.
Amen.
Now, glory to God. Think about that now. Don't go to bed thinking I've been going to church all these years, but I've never really worshiped and praised God like I should. I've been getting my family. Get ready. You don't have much time. But
amen.
I've never really got down and really cried out for him. I never really sought God like I need to. Because if I'm right, I can ask whatsoever I will. And he promised me I will do it. I love everybody out there. I don't want to see you fall into the hands of a just God when you're not ready to meet him. So make yourself ready. Make your abode in Jesus. Let him make his abode in you. And you can just say whatever you need. But I guarantee you, he'll already know it. So instead of asking him so much for stuff, try praising him. Because I believe when the praises go up, the blessings come down, folks.
Yes, hallelujah.
And they'll keep you warm when everybody else is freezing to death. But they'll keep you warm because you'll be in the power of his mind, in the glory of his arms. And he won't ever let you go. If you get out of the walk, God loves you. And we love you on this broadcast. That's what it's for, is to try to help people to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Amen.
Because I want it to be where, before you call, the Lord knows and answers your prayer. God bless you and keep you, my prayer for each one of you. Until next time we get to come, I love y'all. I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty.
Do you have any prayer requests, Brother Miles?
My Aunt Betty, and remember, Mother, I think she's doing pretty good here lately. Had a spell yesterday where she just, all of a sudden, her chest got sort of bothering. Her heart flip-flopping, they call it. It's the AFib she's got. I know she's 93-year-old, but I'd love to keep her. And just remember Aunt Betty's family. I know they're going through a lot right now. And remember all these that out in the world that claims to know the Lord but never been really introduced to him, never met him.
Amen.
And that's what it's going to take. And remember our little kids in this nation, the stuff that the teachers unions are wanting to teach them and tell them, you don't have to be a little girl, you don't have to be a little boy. Pray for them that God would open their hearts and their eyes and stop that. They're going to corrupt the whole generation of kids if the parents don't rise up and say, well, I love my kids, and you're not teaching them that. Because till you do, they're going to keep right on. We have the power, not them. And we have the power through the name of Jesus. And pray for all of our leaders. You may not like them, but pray for them that God would use them to lead us in a right path and a right way. Because God is, he's able to change men's hearts. He did mine. Let you have it.
Amen. We appreciate you coming on and obeying the Lord. That was a good word. And I want to say that if there's anybody out there on Facebook have any prayer requests, just put them down in the comments below and we'll get to them and we'll pray over them. If you have a praise report, we'd like to hear what the Lord's done for you. And I've got a few prayer requests right here to read off. Ralph has had surgery and needing healing. Bobby's had surgery on his foot, needs healing. Remember, Brother Billy, his foot, the doctor said, was healing up pretty good. So just remember him, that it'll continue to heal. Remember his wife, Bonnie. She needs healing in her eyes. And remember Brother James Miles' aunt, Betty Miles. She needs a miracle. And God's able to perform a miracle. And let's remember his mom, Willa Dean, that needs healing. Let's remember our pastor, Don Harris, tonight. He's been preaching nearly every night, and he's just give out. So he just had to take a night off to rest his voice and everything. So remember him. Remember Shoal Creek Tabernacle and all the other churches around here that are lifting up the name of Jesus. And remember Brother Willie and Lily and their church. And remember Brother Willie's people over in Mexico that need healing, that need salvation. And we'll come back in a few minutes. Might have a few more prayer requests, but we're going to have Kim to come and sing a few songs to us right now. Just keep your mind on the Lord.
I was down and feel lonesome. I was blue as I could be. When I finally reached the bottom, someone said these words to me. Our friend called from your heart to pray in. On your mind and throw away in. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard? Or are you hardly praying? Thank you.
The answer is Jesus. He'll
need a Savior. We just pray that everybody that's listening, if they ain't saved, that they'll consider giving their heart to the Lord, because he's waiting right now with his arms outstretched, waiting for you to call him. So just call upon the Lord and ask him to forgive you, and he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness. I've got a few prayer requests coming in here. Wilma Wilson says, pray for me and my husband, God knows. And a woman that goes by Glory Seeker says, pray for myself and my family for healing. And my cousin Lori Graves Rogers said to please continue to pray for them. Her son had been in the hospital for several months, and I think he might be at home now. But her husband David has been taking care of Josh and Lori. Lori's got a heart condition, and Josh has been very sick in the hospital, almost at death's door. And he's trying to take care of both of them, and he's not in good health himself. So remember Lori, David, and Josh in your prayers. They'll be going to Asheville Monday and Thursday for appointments for Josh, and then they'll be going to the cardiologist for Lori to see the doctor, and she'll be having a 3-hour test on her heart. So just remember them. I know that they're going through a lot right now and been going through a lot for months now. So remember all of them. Remember all of our families that need salvation. I know all of us have somebody in our families that need the Lord. We just got to keep praying hard and believing that God's going to touch them and save them. And remember some of the people at our church, they need healing. And the ones down there at the Cleveland Church, remember them. Some down there that need healing also. So, Brother Miles, you want to just lead us in prayer, and we'll pray over all these needs?
Amen, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord. Knowing just what the Son of God said.
That you are the great physician, that nothing is hard for you, Lord.
Lord, we know
all the requests, all the people out there on Facebook that have needs, Lord. We lift them up to you, ask the Lord to meet every need. Heal, set free, save, and deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever their needs are, God, we know that you're there to meet them. They'll just put their trust in you.
Lord,
believe that you're going to do it, Lord.
Bring a miracle on our way, Father God.
Lord, just touch in the name of Jesus to meet every need, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Touch all the ones, God, in our family. My sister Ellen, Lord, touch her. Give her a miracle in the name of Jesus. God, we give you praise and we give you glory for what you're going
to
do. Even spiritually, Lord, for in Jesus' name we pray. We give you praise and we give you glory for what you're going
to
do.
Husband,
Lord,
with
his body.
Praise you,
Lord, for all that you've already done, for what you're going to continue to do. Just go with all these people, Lord God, and keep them safe and watch over them and meet their needs, Lord. We'll be careful to give you the praise and give you the glory for it, Lord. Take our pastor, Lord. We pray, God, that you just teach his voice where he's been preaching his heart out to everybody. Give him strength in his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch all the places in his body that hurt. In Jesus' name we pray. We give praise and glory for it, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory, God. Hearing and answering these prayers, Lord. There's one that don't know you, Lord. We pray that they'll know you, Lord, that lights out, God. The word says in 2 Corinthians, to you, Lord, that today is the day of salvation, and we believe you're going to save.
Help us, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, sanctify him, Lord, fill him with the Holy Ghost and with fire, in Jesus' name.
And know their need for you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, and open up these blind eyes, God, that think that they can live any old way and that you'll still hear them, God. Let them Just open your eyes and let them see, Lord. He only hears the righteous when they cry, Lord. But he does hear the prayers of the sinners when they call upon him. Lord, we just pray that people will call upon him, Lord, and ask for forgiveness.
And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
For each and every one of these requests.
Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. And
praise your holy name, Lord. You get all the praise and all the glory for everything that's done in the
honor and said. Praise you. Thank you for the strength to do this for you, Lord. Take the glory.
Sister, mama, and aunt, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
We glorify and thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. It's been good to be with everybody tonight, and we just thank God for all that he's been doing and for what he's going to continue to do. Just pray for one for another, may be healed. And we'll see you next week, same time, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA time. And we just want to say God bless you, and we love you all, and we'll see you next week, hopefully. God bless. Good night.
Love y'all.
Bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.